Huh.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control, and a happy Saturday night evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Witch.
And there you are, man. Witch, your mic's on now.
Great.
All right. Hey, we're here for the next 2 hours, and we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Don't mind us if we seem a little bit distracted tonight. We do our Saturday night show from a Main Street location here in the Tampa Bay area. And tonight, at this particular location, there's a huge parade going on outside. So if you hear horns honking, if you hear people yelling and screaming, you know what's going on in the background.
I'm sure our listeners all over the world know what it's like to have a Christmas parade going on, and we happen to be having ours in our town tonight.
Exactly. So there's a bunch of people around here, so again, if you hear crazy stuff kind of in the background, you'll understand. But what we want to hear from is you tonight. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes, and you know what? I didn't check and see. Last night we were having phone troubles, and the callers had to dial an extension to get through, and I forgot to ask our man over there in the studio, Scott, I forgot to ask our board operator if we still have that problem tonight. So we'll find that out for you. But normally the number here, 1-800-259-9231. We also have an email option, and that is very simply ftl@freetalklive.com. And he's telling me now that it looks like everything is copacetic with the phone lines tonight. So we are back to normal at 1-800-259-9231. Email is ftl@freetalklive.com. We do have a couple of those to get to, but we've definitely got some hot stuff tonight that I think we're going to start to show off with. And one of those things is this George Tenet, former CIA director. But let me make this clear before we get into this. This is your show, and you can bring up anything you want. This next 2 hours, we can sit here and just go back and forth, and that's fine. And, you know, we could restrict the show to just the topics that we want to talk about, but that's not what Free Talk Live is about. We are trying to set ourselves apart from the rest of the talk show pack out there, and we let you control the show. So we could be talking about George Tenet calling for internet security, which is, you'll see, is absolutely insane. But if you don't like that topic, and you want to call in about something different, or maybe you would just rather hear something different on the air, you can literally take control of the show.
You think the Bush administration is insane?
Well, I think every administration we've had in the past lifetime of mine, at least, has been insane.
You know what? I think Ashcroft should say a little prayer over the Internet, and that ought to fix it.
He'll say a prayer about the Internet. I see. Gotcha. He's resigned, hasn't he? He's going to be out next year.
He's going to be making big money in the private sector now.
Pretty much everybody.
Selling influence, marketing influence to the administration.
Pretty much everybody is out the door, except for what? Condoleezza Rice? I think that she's pretty much one of the only people who's staying on board, right?
Yep.
Not that I pay much attention to that whatsoever, because it doesn't matter which neocon is in office. It's going to all lead us down the same road, and of course that is to more tyranny.
And let's be clear, we're not Democrats. We're not out here just like the opposite of Rush Limbaugh, bashing the Republicans.
Like the Air America people.
The Air America folks.
So they're doing the exact same thing the conservative cookie-cutter hosts are doing, except just in reverse.
Nope. We've got our own opinions, and each of us have our own opinions, and we give them to you straight, what we think.
Exactly. So let me tell you about this. Former CIA Director George J. Tenet yesterday called for new security measures to guard against attacks on the United States that use the Internet, which he called... And you know, since he's a CIA director, he must know everything. He called it a potential Achilles heel. He says, quote, "I know that these actions will be controversial in this age when we still think the Internet is a free and open society with no control or accountability," he told an information technology security conference in Washington. And get the rest of this quote. I want you to pay very close attention to this.
You've got my rapt attention, my friend.
Quote, George Tenet. "But ultimately... the Wild West must give away to governance and control." He wants to control the Internet? Well, does this man know anything about the Internet?
It's a good thing to want to control the Internet, I suppose. I mean...
No, I don't think it's good. Why could that be good?
He can go ahead and want to control the Internet all he wants to control it. He's not going to have a lot of luck.
You know, if they had been... If government worked, which it doesn't, it doesn't do anything right, but if it, for some reason, did something even like close to being correct, it would have been able to pay attention to the Internet as it was coming up in existence back in the early mid-90s when it really just kind of the ball just started getting rolling. If it was to clamp down on the internet at that time, it could have done something about it.
You know, Al Gore really should have put some stopgaps in when he created the internet.
He should have thought about that.
Yeah, he should have thought about that.
But no, they weren't paying attention. The internet blew up even quicker than anyone in the government ever could have possibly imagined, and now it is its own entity. And it really is, much to Mr. Tenet's dismay, it really is the most, in my opinion, the most free and open thing that we have in the world. Think about it. You can put anything you want on the internet, for the most part.
It's true. I mean, you can say what you want.
You can say what you want about anybody that you want to. Of course, I mean, you might get taken to court for libel or something like that if you say something really wrong about someone. But otherwise, it's an unrestricted medium. I mean, you don't have to go to the FCC to get permission to put up a web page.
It's true.
So it's a great device for disseminating information, and it has truly brought about what I think some people are calling, and I certainly will call, the information age. And if you ask me, the internet is the key. It is the key, and maybe Mr. Tenet knows this. It's the key to freedom. It is the way we're going to get our liberty back.
It certainly allows the common man to have his words read by, you know, potentially everybody on the planet that could get to a computer. It, you know, unlike before, you would hope to send a letter to the editor of your local newspaper, and then maybe they'd print it, and maybe people would read it in the newspaper. Now it's just maybe they'll read it on the internet. I'll grant you that there are billions of web pages out there.
Sure.
That might even be trillions. I don't know. There's such an incredible amount of information on the internet that you get lost, sort of. But
there's a lot of
potentials there.
There's a lot of competition out there, but nonetheless, there's organization to it. It's organized chaos. I mean, you can go in and go to Google and type in whatever it is you're looking for, and you'll find it. So it's not like you have to. Information is literally there at our fingertips, and people like George Tenet don't like that. And so let's continue. Here's what else he says, besides the Wild West must give way to governance and control. Says you, buddy. I think there's a lot of people out there that would disagree with that statement and will fight to protect the internet and protect the freedom level that it currently has. The former CIA director said apparently he's not doing anything now because they keep referring to him as the former CIA director. They don't say that he's really doing anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Former CIA director said telecommunications, and specifically the internet, are a back door through which terrorists and other enemies of the United States could attack the country, even though great strides have been made in securing the physical infrastructure. Yeah, I have no idea what he means. Maybe he'll elucidate us. The internet, quote, represents a potential Achilles heel for our financial stability and physical security if the networks we are creating are not protected, Mr. Tenet said. He said known adversaries, including intelligence services, military organizations, and non-state actors, are researching information attacks against the United States. Within the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security has the lead role in protecting the internet from terrorism. Well, look out. If the government's the one protecting the internet, then we are in big trouble. But the department's head of cybersecurity recently quit amid reports that he had clashed with his superiors. Mr. Tenet, who retired in July as director of the CIA after 7 years, warned that Al-Qaeda remains a sophisticated group, even though its first-tier leadership largely has been destroyed. Of course, in any group, if the leadership is destroyed, someone else will step up to the top.
Now, the internet does allow subversive communication amongst the Al-Qaeda members, and many of these many terrorist groups use the internet for dissemination of their propaganda videos and
they've got
messages between one another.
They've got encryption, and probably most people can't read their messages that they're sending. But you know, it's technology, and there's two sides to every sword. We're going to come back with more. You can interrupt the show at 1-800-259-9231, toll free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, so take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent, per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything that might be on your mind, whether it be political or something from your personal life. Maybe there's a little conflict with your significant other or with your boss or coworker, and you want to talk to somebody about it. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Minwich.
And don't mind the possible noise you might be hearing in the background. We're actually doing this particular show. We have six. We have a show on six nights a week. Who are you waving at?
David Jones.
Oh. no one knows who that is, of course.
Of course not. The guy from the Monkees.
Yeah, that's right. We're on six nights a week here, and, well, not necessarily here. Of course, if you're listening to the show, you may only be hearing us on Saturday nights, in which case you should pick up your phone during the week and call your radio station's program director and request and ask or demand that Free Talk Live be on all six nights. See, we have a weekday night show where we're on for 3 hours a night from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, tonight we're on from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time on our Saturday night show. But on this particular show, we do the show from a different location. And at this time, we're on a Main Street location. There's a bunch of people going by with all kinds of motorcycles and horns honking and bands playing.
It's a parade.
It's a Christmas parade, 20 days in advance. Does that seem a little early for you?
No.
No?
It's the holiday season, my
it
friend.
It is, I guess. After Thanksgiving, it's
time, fair
right?
game.
Okay. Well, it's fair game for you to call this show, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up anything that you want to. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. So what we're talking about here is this, I guess, George Tenet, former CIA director, just decided to have a security conference, information technology security conference in Washington. Maybe they just invited him. Maybe he didn't throw it on his own.
Quite possible.
But he apparently has no job, and since he's resigned from the CIA, and he just showed up and gave a speech about how, in his words, ultimately the Wild West of the Internet must give way to governance and control. Now, what does that mean for Internet users? Well, Mr. Tenet pointed out that the modernization of key industries in the United States is making them more vulnerable by connecting them with an internet that is open to attack. The way the internet was built might be part of the problem, he said. Its open architecture allows web surfing, but that openness makes the system vulnerable. Is he suggesting that we shut down the internet? Access to networks like the World Wide Web might need to be limited to those who can show that they take security seriously, he said. Can you believe this guy?
No. It's incredible.
Is this guy, like, megalomaniacal or something?
The authoritarian bend of some of these bureaucrats just baffles the heck out of me.
What a maniac. Mr. Tenet,
Is our security compromised by the internet?
It's not.
My security's never been compromised.
He's an idiot. He's just scheming to shut down the internet because he knows, in my opinion, I think he knows that it's one of the most powerful tools that the opposition is using against them. Whether you consider the opposition libertarians like myself and Manwich or the left, you know, because the MoveOn.org is using the internet to put its advertisements on the air and that sort of thing.
With a lot more facility than the Republicans are. Yes.
Mr. Tenet called for...
But the Republicans can.
Sure.
You know?
There's whitehouse.gov.
Yep.
But don't put in whitehouse.com.
Is that a bad thing?
Well, it depends. You probably don't want your kids putting in whitehouse.com. I don't know if it's a bad thing for adults. Mr. Tenet called for industry to lead the way by, quote, establishing and enforcing security standards, whatever that means. Products need to be delivered to government and private sector customers, quote, with a new level of security and risk management already built in. This is just a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a bureaucrat who ran the CIA, which means he came to work in the mornings, probably grabbed his secretary's ass, sat down, grabbed a donut, drank some coffee, and then went home at high noon.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the nature of government officials to want to govern things. That's just what they want to do. So he wants to govern the internet, and Ian, he wants to make it safe for you and everybody.
Like Mr. Tenet himself said, the only way to make the internet safe is, as he's suggesting, completely deconstruct it and rebuild it so it's only open to...
You can't even deconstruct it, though.
No, you're right. And
can't limit access to it.
And he's insane if he thinks that this is going to work. I mean, I really hope that Americans, despite all the stories that we tell on this show about how Americans really seem to be asleep at the wheel, whether it be the way they get treated at airports or just cops shaking them down and then not standing up for their rights, the few rights that they have left, as disappointing and as kind of a bummer that is, the way Americans just kind of seem to be bending over for the government these days, I really hope that the internet users of America would stand up for themselves and stand up for the internet.
It's too powerful of a tool currently for people doing business. It's way too powerful.
I agree with you.
I mean, imagine all the people that are making a living selling, not a great living, but a living, selling their products on eBay.
There are a lot of them.
And some of them are probably making a great living.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. But you would be putting all those people out of work. It's just it's a crazy idea. I think it's a very small likelihood that it happens. But it's a good thing to be talking about old George Tenet and his proclivities
even the idea that this guy is getting up and spouting off this crap. It's just amazing, and I want to hear from you. Do you think the internet should be clamped down on? Is there anyone out there who agrees with this maniac? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. As though shutting down the internet is going to keep us safe from terror. I mean, if the next terrorist attack we have knocks out a couple banks' internet access or something like that, what's the worst that could happen? He doesn't even bother to give any worst-case scenarios. He just kind of talks in glowing generalities about how the internet is a potential Achilles heel, and we could be, we could be in danger. But he doesn't explain what that means or how it could possibly happen. What are they going to do? Go and bomb a hub somewhere and take out a city?
I don't know.
Take their internet access out?
It's weird.
And it wouldn't take long to fix that problem. Just get some new hardware. Call up Cisco. Bring in a new router or something like that. So I just don't get it. It's just another example of how these people, this administration, this government, both sides, Republican and Democrat, how they want to control our lives in every aspect, in minutia, micromanaging us. And it's an outrage. And you should be outraged. And we want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Or you can completely change the topic and bring anything that you want up. In fact, we do have some emails here that we need to get to. Manwich, and one of those is from Dr. Todd, but I'm going to put that one on hold because we have a much shorter and more manageable one from Erin, who is our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member. She says, boy, you guys really like to nitpick. Anyway, since you didn't already know, any country that isn't a third world country is called a free world country. However free they are is relative to one's definition of freedom. Of course, I was saying the other night that you either are free or you aren't. I don't really believe there's a degree of difference.
I've heard this terminology, and there's a few things to be called. First world could be considered Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Second world could be considered America, India, places that have that were colonized. I guess Australia, but not India. Fourth world is countries that are just now coming up, like Rwanda, that kind of thing.
1-800-259-9231. We'll continue her email next, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Talk Live is your show. Take control. Dial in 1-800-259-9231. We are actually live on a Saturday night. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we want to be a part of your night. We want you to pick up your phone and get interactive.
When all the other talk show hosts are at home, cozy in their beds.
That's right.
We're on the radio entertaining you.
Well, we're doing our best to entertain you, at least.
Whatever.
And speaking of phone calls, let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. John in Philly, you're on Free Talk Live. John, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm listening to your conversation debate on this internet control that Tenet,
yes,
Tenet likes to propose to the populace. Mm-hmm. I really believe that's really an outrageous effort on the part of the government to try to make try to take the last vestiges of control from the citizens. I think it's another form of government control. That they,
you think it's another form of government what? You broke up just a little bit.
I got a call. Can you hold us? I can't hold. But I'm going
to
continue.
But tell them to wait, man. You're on the radio. You're on worldwide.
They're going to have to wait. But anyway,
yeah, exactly.
I really do think that this whole issue is designed to put more, take more freedom away from the people.
I think you're absolutely right, especially with wording like this maniac with that the Wild West must give way to governance and control, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's really a shame. I really don't understand why the government really wants to just take control completely out of the hands of people. We are independent, sovereign citizens. We have issues. We have rights. We have a built, like you said, freedom of speech, freedom to make money. As you mentioned earlier, that if someone does, if they do...
Even those freedoms, though, John, even those freedoms that you named off, as though we actually have them, have been chipped away at quite a bit. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, I agree with that, especially the voting rights. This last mm-hmm. voting scandal is a big issue because people believe they really have the last power to vote, and really that's been taken away. The Diebold scandals and everything like that. We really don't have any power to do anything unless we stand and fight.
So you don't think that George Bush was elected legitimately?
Definitely not. Oh no.
How do you suppose that he duped the American public?
It wasn't him. It was his cronies. I think that it was done through the Diebold systems, the computerized systems. They're easily hackable. There are many sites that offered proof. There is one. Blackboxvoting.com. It was ample evidence to how it was done. Show that there was a voter fraud throughout the whole United States. Now, what's happening? Barbie?
Don't you think the press is going to, like, is investigating that? And if they found anything, that they bring it up?
I don't think they're going to be investigating that.
I'm with you on that one, John, because just based on what I've seen the press do, they're pretty much just a rah-rah factory for the government, whether it be a Democratic government or a Republican government. You rarely hear at least American members of the press asking tough questions. You rarely hear any sort of controversial reporting in the mainstream media, and so I have to side with John on this one. And there's a reason why they're not going to do it. It's because they'll have their licenses threatened if they do.
I say that I say he was legitimately elected because America had a choice between a giant douche and a crap sandwich in our last election. I mean, the choices stunk.
Definitely. I'm going after the third party candidates. You never hear about them.
That's another example of why the press is complicit with the government in this big scam that's being pulled over the wool, literally being pulled over our eyes by both the government and the press. Because if we had real journalists out there, they would be asking the right questions. Instead, the journalists just ask whatever. Apparently, maybe the government just hands them a little sheet of questions that they can ask, and they just ask whatever's on that sheet. Because nobody, with the exception of the very outer periphery, like I would say probably the most mainstream show that's asking some right questions would probably be The Daily Show. I mean, seriously.
I agree with you.
Right, yes, I agree with that, too. I think we have excellent journalists, but I think their hands are tied. I think they've been threatened under loss of job, possibly life, too. But
that's a great point.
I think that they have been threatened. A matter of fact, there's an anonymous letter went into Rents.com about a woman who works for one of the major news, television stations, and she wrote in a letter to Rents.com that the word came down not to talk about voter fraud on none of the stations. It was an order that came from the top.
I totally believe that. I mean, this show originated on a Clear Channel station, and at the time that we got booted off was they changed the station's format completely, but at the same time they kind of seemed to be like they were cleaning house of nationwide of any talk show hosts who were not taking the pro-Bush agenda, basically. And so if there are people out there that don't believe there's politics going on behind the scenes in major media,
that doesn't make any sense. Clear Channel hosts on several of its websites Air America.
Okay, you're right. Well, they've kind of gone in a different direction, I think, since as opposed to 2 years ago. But I felt like we were just kind of part of a clean sweep at that time, because they were literally relegating some of their most popular anti-Bush hosts to the trash bin, which is very strange. I mean, there was a host out in Phoenix, and I forget what his name was, but he was the number one host out there, and they dumped him off.
Oh, they dump the number one host all the time. They dumped off the number one guy on the country station a couple of years before in this town, too.
Are we on any Clear Channel stations?
I'm sure we are somewhere.
Maybe we are. I don't know. Well, of course, we appreciate those stations.
Whatever's going on in Ukraine right now, what just happened there about all the election just might happen again before the January 20th.
It's the only way to determine your freedom truly.
Is to stand up for it, you mean?
Yep.
Absolutely, and I think eventually we're going to have to do that in this country. John, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I think I have a thousand things more, but I'll get you another time.
Well, John, you know that we're on six nights a week, is that right?
Yes. I've listened to you before. I've listened to your show before, and when you mentioned something about the Internet, so I'm an Internet crazy guy, too. I do research on the Internet. I do a lot of research.
I see that you're listening via our Internet feed, so keep logging in at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us in our chat room, our bulletin board system, and much, much more. All right, John?
All right. Thanks very much. Thanks for
listening, and thank you very much for the call. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Something's going to have to happen, Manwich, to get the average American to wake up and realize that this isn't a free country anymore. And I wonder what that's going to be. I really do.
You know, the government in its small steps to take away our freedoms, and that's what it's been, little baby steps taking away your freedom. And I don't even think that it's a malicious thought process. I really think that what they're trying to do.
You really
is
believe
help
that they
people.
Think they know what that they
yeah,
think they know
they
what's
do.
Right.
Of course they do. I know what's right for you, Ian. Don't you realize that? I know how you should live your life. Don't you think you know how I should live my life?
The difference between you and the government is you can just make suggestions to me,
right?
And the government will point weapons at me. That's the key difference.
The people, the government is a bunch of people, and people are just people.
Sure, so, like the mob's a bunch of people.
But you understand where I'm coming from.
I
think that these people have their best interests at heart, and they think that they're doing the right thing. But the problem is that that's not the way the system was designed.
You know, I really hope it just doesn't come to physical violence. I really just don't want it to go that far. But I honestly wonder, what's it going to take, Americans? Hello? If you're out there and you're one of those people that thinks you live in a free country, call us up. 1-800-259-9231. I want to know what it's going to take to wake you up. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to talk about what? Coming up next, man. What's next?
Oh, I got all kinds of good stuff. I wanted to mention that Jupiter has an exciting event going on Tuesday.
Jupiter.
The planet.
Okay, that's a great pre-sell, man. 800-259-9231. Please interrupt him. Please bring up something that's on your mind. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, and we want you to be part of the show. There are a number of ways for you to get interactive with us. I think we might very well be the most multimedia interactive talk show out there, Menwich.
I don't know. I mean, we certainly have a lot of ways for people to get a hold of us.
We do. We've got the phones, of course, at 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about anything that you want. Of course, we're here live 6 nights a week. So don't forget, we have our weekday show available from Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. So if you don't get that on the station that you're listening to right now, call them on Monday morning. Talk to the program director and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights.
That's right.
Exactly. So there's the phones. There's also email at ftl@freetalklive.com. That is FTL@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. You can also get interactive with us in the chat room at freetalklive.com. There's always some people hanging out in there. And the bulletin board system, over 180 users there. I'm sure we're going to crack 200 within the next couple weeks, which will be really exciting. Over 1,700 posts. So that's kind of a cool thing, because then you can not only get interactive with us, because we both post on the BBS, but you can also get interactive with the other Free Talk Live listeners. And that's something that other talk shows, a lot of them, don't even have. They don't have that option. Let's go right to the phones. Charlie in Stamford, Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? I have a question about the whole election thing. Talking about this country. Hello?
Yes, sir. We're right here.
Yeah, we're talking about this country is a democracy. So during the debate, how come it was only...
It's a representative republic.
So why did we only have Bush and Kerry in the debate and we didn't have the other guys that was running? The other people that was
well, because the people running the debates think this country is a democracy and they they go with majority rule on the
majority
debate
rule,
rules.
But democracy, majority rules, we should be able to hear from everybody.
Well, this is why democracy really stinks, actually, Charlie, and we're not supposed to have a democracy in this country. Did you know that?
Well, of course, man, of course.
Well, they knew that. Okay, that's good.
The founding fathers never said, you know, it's a democratic. They're democratically elected representatives, but we have a representative republic, and you know, the word democracy gets tossed around in today's society like that's what we are, but we're not.
But the reason I didn't vote is because I know for a fact that, regardless if you vote or not, the secret government already chooses who's going to be a president. So it doesn't really matter.
It's kind of that's a disempowering place to come from, I think. You know, it doesn't help you. You know, whether it's true or not, let's suppose that's true, that there is
okay.
A secret government out there and everything's run that
yeah,
way
the
and
Illuminati,
voting doesn't matter.
Of course, the New World Order, they choose who the president, you know? The president is just a puppet.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, how do you know that for sure?
Too many coincidences, man.
Too many coincidences. I see. Well, okay, man, let's go with your line of reasoning, though. You're saying that let's say that what Charlie says is correct and that the Illuminati just controls everything.
Right. The Freemasons are poisoning our water. That's right.
What is it that we're going to do, Charlie, in that case? I mean, how are we ever going to be free again?
Wow. That's not going to happen.
You've just gone ahead and resigned yourself to that future? You just have given up?
No, I'm not giving up. I'm just saying, though, they've already reached a level where we can't stop them.
Well, here's my thought process on that, Charlie, is even if it's true, like there's a level we can't stop them.
I disagree with that, and I'm going to stop you right there, because there's never a level at which that the government cannot be overthrown by the people, because they could never have... You can't have a government that's 51% of the population and 49%. I mean, I suppose it's possible, but even then,
happens all the time.
If that 49% were to stand up for itself and fight back, you'd have the other 51% having to make the choice of whether or not to kill their own brothers. Of course,
most
they did
Americans
it in the 1800s.
Most Americans believe everything the government tells them. You know, it's like they feel like the government doesn't do anything wrong. So of course. We're not
going to
be able to overthrow
them. Well, okay. Well, in that case, then how do you feel about the Free State Project?
I don't really have any opinion on that.
Well, it's 20,000 people who want to be free again, who want to have liberty in their lives. They're all moving to the same state, which is New Hampshire.
What you guys are missing is like they make you believe that you're free. They're putting it, you know, they give you an option, making you think that you're free on the surface, but really, you're really not free.
But, Charlie, freedom is truly what goes on in your head. So if you believe you're free, you are.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if you act like you're free, then you are. I mean, you can go around and break as many laws as you want
to.
Yeah,
but you know what's funny?
And until they catch you, you're still free.
Yeah, they tell you you have free speech, you can do whatever you want. That's their way of trying to know what you're thinking about, what what's going on through your head. They're allowing you to tell you, oh, you're free, you can say whatever you want to say, in order for them to know what you're thinking about.
Charlie, we appreciate it. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's all. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, man, and tune into us 6 nights a week at freetalklive.com. We're going to move on to Randy in Houston, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Randy.
Yeah.
Let me let you know you got about 30 seconds, then we're going to put you on hold, so go with what you got so far.
Yeah, I was listening to your show about freedoms and stuff, and I just can't understand like when you have a president like Bush stand up, they're holding those people down there in Cuba, and you're talking to the world about democracy and freedoms and rights and all that, and you won't give these people a legal representation or a lawyer.
I'd love for them. You're saying the word "you" as though it's me and Manwich. Oh, we would love for those people to get released from Guantanamo Bay. But hang
on. Definitely have some stuff to talk about when we come back from the break.
Randy, we're going to hold you through the break. All right, 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, what are we going to do to get out of this rut? What is it going to take for Americans to wake up? Or will they ever? It's your show, Free Talk Live, to take control. 1-800-259-9231.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live is your show. Take control, dial in at 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. Now, our callers so far this hour have kind of been on topic. We've been talking about freedoms and losing freedoms, and George Tenet wants to crack down on the Internet and basically take your Internet access away from you because you're not responsible enough, you're not secure enough in his mind to be able to use that powerful Internet access. But our callers have kind of been on topic. But if you don't want to be, if you want to change the topic, last night somebody wanted to talk about eggnog. And so we talk about eggnog. So anything goes on this show. It's Ian here with you.
And then which?
Let's go back to Randy in Houston, Texas. You're back on Free Talk Live, Randy.
Yeah. I was talking about the Cuba, about the Mr. Bush talking about the rights and telling the world all about freedom. And again, those people down there, you know, the government's holding those people, not no lawyer or anything like that.
Then the I enemy read, combatants in Guantanamo Bay.
Then I read today where this drug, mandatory drug screening for children.
Now, Randy, before you go on to the next topic, I want to talk to you about the Guantanamo thing, okay?
Right, okay.
Here, now, I would say that I'm pretty indicative of the average American. I'm disturbed by the fact that these enemy combatants have not gotten, like, some kind of trial or some kind of representation, something like that. But what do you do with them? If let's say, you know, the war is over in Afghanistan, which, it, you know, pretty much most fighting in Afghanistan is over. What do we do with these guys?
I think there should be, like, a time limit that when you capture somebody. First of all, you got to prove that they are an enemy combatant.
Okay.
I mean, how do I know that they just might be somebody walking down the street that they just pick up? What do they just put a label on them or what?
Do you want to let these guys go?
No, I don't want them to let them go if they suspect them. But I think they ought to give them a trial and have evidence and everything to prove that they are.
Either a trial, I mean, and I agree with you. I think they should have a trial. But here's where the problem comes in, and the problem that kind of concerns me is, once they get a trial, we either have to let them go or imprison them for something, and I don't know what we would exactly imprison them for, because I don't think they've really committed a crime. They're actually just enemy combatants.
Allegedly enemy combatants.
Okay, well, there's no enemy combatants from World War II still in prison. No Nazis.
Right.
Still, well, I mean, there's some Nazis, but... do we let these guys go? Do we fly them over to Afghanistan, let them go? Or do we let them go in Guantanamo? But, I mean, what you have there is you have, what, 80 guys? Is that about right, Randy?
I think so.
Yeah, you've got 80 guys who, a large percentage of which, will probably turn into the biggest enemies of the American state ever. Because these guys have been tortured, you know, torture in the sense.
Right. If they wasn't an enemy combatant when they picked them up, they probably will be if they ever do let them go.
That's a good point.
Right. So it's kind of like, what do you do with the guys? You know, I mean, now they're more dangerous than they were when we picked them up.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I have no answers, and I don't think it's fair, but...
I can tell you this.
Maybe we should never went over there in the first place.
I agree 100%, Randy, and we're about out of time for this hour, but we certainly appreciate you checking in, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. I think that we should release these guys. And you talk about there's either two options. They're either found innocent or found guilty. If they're found guilty, then we're going to have to lock them up and start paying for their being kept. I think we should just fly them back over there and give them, like, the first year's amount, like $44,000, what we would have spent to keep them in jail and hope that they don't...
I think the plane should crash on the way.
That's an interesting idea. This is your show, Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. It's your show. Take control. 1-800-259-9231.
U.S. Gold.